Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've got our take cannons loaded and ready. Absolutely dominant on deep routes. Absolutely dominant on short
the
routes.
Boys are back, baby.
Excellent separation against man coverage.
This is Reception Perception, the show.
Yo, what's cracking, everybody? James Coe, Matt Harmon here with you on Reception Perception, the show. We're back, baby. The boys are back after a week hiatus.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you again, James. I appreciate it. I'm couple things here. I'm in Arizona. I'm on the ground here for Super Bowl week. So for people that are watching some of the clips out of the show, they'll see me in what you deem the generic hotel room background.
That is the most generic ass hotel room ever. I love it. It looks great.
Yeah, no, but it's been fun so far. Just getting started. We're going to talk to a bunch of people over the next few weeks. A lot of good interviews. So hope people check into that. But I also wanted to say I appreciate you and the listeners giving me some grace and patience last week and missing the show. A really good friend of mine from back home passed away and, you know, just needed the week. And so I appreciate everybody giving me give me the week off and everything. It was, I rarely ever take breaks. I almost always work through everything, but right. Actually decided to do the right thing for myself probably and take a little bit of time away. So I appreciate it, but it's good to be back and it's good to be talking about the Super Bowl.
It's good to be talking some ball with you once again, pal. And I tell you what, man, what a game we got here in front of us this week. We've got the Philadelphia Eagles, a 1.5-point favorite over the Kansas City Chiefs. Boy, so many different ways to break this game down, Matt. But I say, you know, it all starts with the quarterbacks, right? Mm-hmm. And for the first time, I would say in a really long time, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but we've got two quarterbacks that I think are legitimately great quarterbacks, right? Usually when we come into this matchup, it's, you know, it's Tom Brady and Nick Foles, or it's Jared Goff and Tom Brady, you know, very rarely. And I know we've gotten the Tom Brady Mahomes, you know, matchup too, but it's just kind of like, hey, listen, it's rare when we get these two big dogs in the arena at the exact same time, squaring off head to head.
Last time Mahomes won a Super Bowl, it was, you know, against Jimmy G, who's like fine, but he's certainly not Jalen Hurts caliber of quarterback.
Exactly.
Right. But that's a good point. And even the time we got the Mahomes Brady matchup, it was in such a way that Mahomes was kind of neutered because of the offensive line that he was playing behind. I'll still never get over like the clips of Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, like just losing it over every like Mahomes, like, incompletion, you know, in that game when he's like making passes as he's parallel to the ground and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so you're right. Normally we don't get like two guys that, I mean, we'll see the results of the MVP race soon, but I would bet that like these two guys are probably one and two in terms of votes. Yeah. And I think Mahomes will win, and I think Mahomes should be like the front runner and the runaway favorite. But Jalen Hurts, for the season that he had, certainly would deserve mention. And I also think what's interesting about these two quarterbacks too is not just their quality and their caliber of play, but they're kind of like two opposites in where they stand in their career right now. Because if Mahomes wins the Super Bowl, I believe he'll be the first person or the first quarterback to win a Super Bowl while taking up this high of a percentage of a team's cap. Typically we see Super Bowl winners be you know, Mahomes on a rookie contract. Brady, even when he's won Super Bowls, he's never taken up this high percentage of the cap because he would take discounts in New England because they would funnel him money through his, you know, TB12 thing or whatever. And the doctor he was working with, I'm being a little facetious with that, but also not.
Not really.
And then in Tampa, really. Like, he was obviously, you know, he was Tom Brady, wins the Super Bowl, but he signed a free agent contract, but he was signing not a prove it deal, but certainly a below market value deal for like a top five quarterback. So that would be an unprecedented thing. And then obviously Jalen Hurts is more of the, and even Stafford winning it last year, you know, he was coming over on the final year of his Detroit contract. He got the big contract after they won the Super Bowl with the Rams. So, but Hurts is more of the traditional rookie quarterback contract, you know, the biggest advantage in sports. Look at the roster that's around the Eagles. So it depends. I think I almost kind of hope that Mahomes pulls this off, because I would like to see like a high price quarterback finally be the one to sort of like, hey, he got it done despite taking up this big percentage of the cap. And Chris Jones also big percentage of the cap too for the Chiefs. So definitely two different styles of team building, maybe not different styles, but different like places or different steps of the journey of team building for these two squads.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You bring up Chris Jones, and I think there's been a lot made of the mobility, high ankle sprain of Patrick Mahomes as well, and really how that pairs with what Philadelphia has done on their defensive line, right? I mean, they led the league in sacks and in quarterback pressure rate overall.
By a lot.
I mean, you talk about the 15. Here's the thing. Kansas City was number two in sacks, okay? It was 70 for Philadelphia, 55 for Kansas City. The difference between one and two, that 15 sack difference, is the same as the difference between two and 14. Okay, that's how much of an edge Philadelphia has had in terms of rushing the quarterback. Mina Kimes, Matt, brought up a really good point talking about next-gen stats, that Philadelphia leads the league in both sacks and quarterback pressure rate when not blitzing. So only three or four man fronts. By the way, the Chiefs were also top five in sacks when not blitzing as well. But clearly, Philadelphia, what they could do without blitzing the quarterback is pretty special, man. And it's going to be a big-time question mark coming into this ballgame.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I mentioned, the last time we saw Mahomes in a Super Bowl, he was under siege from a good pass rush. I think this is like an incredible pass rush that Philadelphia has put together with all of these guys. And I mean, Hassan Reddick, I think, has almost kind of gone under the radar for having like a defensive player of the year caliber of season with the amount of sacks he had and everything. And then he obviously just completely wrecks the game against the San Francisco 49ers in the conference championship. You know, they probably... This is sort of the live by the sword, die by the sword type of thing. When you do so much boot, you do so much play action stuff, you're eventually going to have a tight end on a pass rusher. I don't think that the Chiefs will probably fall into the same problem, especially because they're not necessarily going to boot Patrick Mahomes out of the pocket. I think they're going to try to have him be pretty stationary, because I mean, he's certainly having the 2 weeks off is great, but even when you saw him in the conference championship, like the longer he played on that ankle, I don't think he had like an overtime in him. Like if Harrison Butker makes that, I mean, obviously he would have played, but like, would he have been 100%? It would have been pretty tough. So I definitely think that's a key to the game. And it's just, it's a good thing that the Chiefs have spent so much to fortify the offensive line since we last have seen them in a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the draft pick of Creed Humphrey, obviously, really, I felt like turned around that O-line completely.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
The high ankle sprain for Mahomes is going to be an issue, right? Because we talk about the pressure. And here's the thing. Under pressure, Mahomes was, believe it or not, he was actually below league average. He was damn near human and superhuman when he's not pressured, right? But under pressure, 41% completion rate, that was below league average of around 50%. And 7 of his 12 interceptions this year came while under pressure. When you're talking about that high ankle sprain, less mobility, and we're talking about a defensive line in Philadelphia that could get after the quarterback, now he's throwing under pressure into guys like James Bradberry and Darius Slay, Matt, that could be a big time problem.
Yeah, definitely. And that's so crazy about Philly's defense. You know, our guy Brandon Ayuk has been out there saying like, we could have taken advantage of this defense. He's like he's like, if I was betting, I'd bet it all on Kansas City. Which I think is interesting. And yeah, probably just a little bit of, salt based on how that game went for San Francisco, which be pissed too if I was a 49ers player. And it's like, that's how your season ends. You know, you're down to your fourth string quarterback. And then you got to throw Purdy out there and you can't throw. But, Philly's defense, like, not only do they have great pass rushers, they are built up in the secondary. You know, the Chiefs are kind of the opposite of that, where they have a great pass rush and they've invested in that. Like I mentioned, Chris Jones is a highly paid player. And then they've traded for Frank Clark. You know, they signed Carlos Dunlap. They drafted George Karloftis in the first round this year. But they have because when you pay the quarterback, you have to sacrifice somewhere. You can't be the Eagles and just be loaded everywhere with Jalen Hurts on a second round rookie contract. The Chiefs have all of these young dudes in the secondary. So that is what's a big advantage for Philadelphia, is that they have proven veterans rushing the passer and then proven veterans on the back end. And these guys, the cornerbacks, Darius Slay and James Bradbury and Avante Maddox being back at the slot cornerback position is a big deal too. The Chiefs receivers aren't even, like, they're not that good to begin with. And now they're not, you know, they're not 100% healthy. I think guys like Juju will play. It's Kadarius Toney said on media night that he's going to play, but Mecole Hardman's on IR. How healthy are these guys? And I mean, you're laughing about the Kadarius Toney thing. And
I am. Yeah. How many snaps is Kadarius Toney going to play before he gets banged up, man? What's he got in him? 10 to 15 snaps? Come on. What's going on?
I can't believe, I mean, that was like the Kadarius Toney playbook. Like why last game, you know, when he gets open on the go route, I guess, and then he drops the ball there on a perfectly thrown pass from Mahomes, and then he gets hurt on, like, doing a little gadget thing or whatever. So it's just like just classic Toney. I mean, you can't count on him to be like they weren't even playing him full snaps to begin with. They're having him run a bunch of like Mickey Mouse routes anyways. They don't ask him to be a real receiver. So then you're looking at like MVS and Sky Moore playing a ton. We know Sky Moore is not ready to contribute really. And it is, but at the same time, they've got Travis Kelce, they've got Patrick Mahomes, and that's enough to get by. And I mean, you really do got to give it up to MVS though, bro. Like, he had an unbelievable game against the Bengals. That was like an all-time MVS performance.
No doubt. You know, and the thing is, you know, when he was with the Packers, he always had like one or two of those games every single year where you're just, you're like, man, this guy is long. He's fast. He can get over the top. Like, can he build on this game? And the answer was always no, he cannot build on that game. Is why he's in KC with this contract. Okay, but I did want to highlight the point too that, man, if somehow Andy Reid figures out protection and figures out a way to keep Mahomes clean, boy, I tell you, it's going to be a long night for Philadelphia. When not under pressure, it's not even a question. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. He's got the most yards, the most touchdowns, the highest passer rating when not under pressure. He absolutely slices and dices defense when he's got a clean pocket. So will that happen with a high ankle and this ferocious defensive front? I don't think so. Yeah. But if it does, well, I tell you what, Philadelphia could be in a little bit of trouble.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.